يا الله استغفر الله تبارك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهله، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، آمين يا رب العالمين. My dear respected brothers, elders, محترم بھائیو، دوستو، بزرگو، Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this beautiful deen, Islam, not as a burden, but as a form of beautification, adornment. It's not supposed to impose and restrict upon us things that will be harmful for us or things which go against the natural order of things. Rather, it is the best way that a person can live their life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not imposed this deen upon anyone. In the Quran, Allah ta'ala clearly, explicitly mentions, لا إكراه في الدين. There is no compulsion in religion. No one is forced to accept a deen. We have a choice. And throughout our beautiful history, all the Anbiya alayhi salam were sent, and finally Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see in the dealings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would never force anyone to embrace Islam. Even when Allah ta'ala gave him power, superiority, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him authority, Madinatul Munawwara, when he became the capital of the Muslims, we don't see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever forcing any group of non-Muslims to embrace Islam, ever. Rather, you had treacherous people, people who violated agreements with the Muslims, namely the Jews of Medina Munawwara, the Jewish community. But when one community of the Jewish people violated an agreement with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we do not see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam imposing, penalizing the entire Jewish community. Rather, it was that specific community that violated agreements with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims. They would be penalized, but the rest of the Jewish community would be allowed to remain unharmed under the protection of the Muslims. That's why you had the Banu Nadir and the Banu Qaynuqa', and you had the Jews of Khaybar, and you had different communities of Jews, and at different times they violated their agreement with the Muslims. But when the first group violated the agreement, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't banish all of them or declare war on all of them. Is all the Jews are the same? Rather, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam countered the violation of that group by penalizing them. Everybody else is safe and can live harmoniously and happily with the Muslims as long as you do not violate these agreements which are with us. Okay. So in Islam, there is always a great emphasis on tolerance and patience. Always a great emphasis. And this, kind of whitewashing and making everybody the same is not allowed in Islam. You deal with each. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوهُ اِعْدِلُوهُ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ. If you are dealing with a group of people and they behave with enmity towards you, with animosity towards you, let this not lead you to leave justice to aside. That because these people treated us with enmity, with animosity, I'm not going to deal with them in a fair manner. I'adilu, Allah Ta'ala instructs, I'adilu, always be just and fair. Doesn't matter who you deal with, whether it's you're dealing with Muslims, whether you're dealing with non-Muslims, huwa aqrabu littaqwa. Being just and being fair, this is the closest thing to taqwa and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in Islam is always emphasis on living harmoniously with the other. There is no emphasis at all, anywhere in the Quran or the Sunnah, that we must subjugate everybody else to our way of life. Never ever. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the conquest of Damascus took place, the conquest of Jerusalem, and it was a very difficult siege for the Muslims, and of course for the non-Muslims, and it was a very difficult battle and war, after which Jerusalem was won. Now, finally, when the Christian armies were ready to surrender Jerusalem, they said, we will only surrender it to the one who is the leader of the Muslims. And he wasn't there, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. He was all the way in Medina Munawwara, thousands of miles away from Jerusalem. They said, look, we've got many leaders here, great companions, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, Sayyidina Khalid ibn al-Walid, Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, and many others were there. You can, you know, we can speak on his behalf. They said, no, it is written in our holy scriptures that the one who will conquer Jerusalem will have this appearance, he will look like this, he will look like this, he will look like this, and none of you fit that description. So it must be your leader who is in Medina, this is the one that needs to, we need to hand the keys of Jerusalem over to. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was called for, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu traveled. With such humility he traveled, it was himself and one. He traveled with one person, no entourage, no huge army. And he, when he came to Jerusalem, the gates of Jerusalem, and then the doors, gates of Jerusalem were unlocked. And it was clearly stated that this is the person whose facial appearance is clearly mentioned inside of our scriptures. Okay, this is the person who is going to conquer Jerusalem. And when he came into Jerusalem, they took him to the church. Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which is there today. And said, this is our church. If you want, and they said it with hospitality, if you want, you can perform your prayer here. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, no. If I perform 2 rakat salah here, prayer here, maybe in the future the Muslims will say, Umar radiallahu anhu read salah there, so they will knock it down and they will convert it into a masjid. And they will cause you harm. So he said, no, I will go elsewhere. And he went to a place, it was time of prayer, where there was kora karkat, dirt, right, litter. And he said, we'll clear this. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, with the help of his companions, cleared that area, and he performed his salah there, and he did not perform it inside of the church. Why? So that the inhabitants of that town realized from the onset, the Muslims are not here to harm us. The Muslims are not here to impose upon us. So our history teaches us this harmonious, beautiful culture of coexistence and cooperation. Unfortunately, nowadays, because of the current kind of climate and what people are saying, and people think Muslims are here to hurt us, to harm us. We should always make it very clear, our beautiful history, Muslims have always been rulers. It's only recently the Khilafah was abolished. Okay? So about 100 years ago. Prior to that, Muslims have always been leaders, rulers. You had the Ottoman Empire, the last of the Muslim empires. Before that, you had the Mughal Empire. Before that, you had the Abbasids, and you had the Mamluks, and you had the Seljuks, and you had loads and loads and loads of empires of Muslims. Muslims control 1/3 of the whole world. You had the whole Spanish Empire, Andalusian Empire as it was called. 500 years Muslims ruled in Spain. Never ever do you find in the books of history, apart from when you had this odd king who would come along, oppressive king, that nobody liked. Neither did the Muslims like him, neither did the non-Muslims like him. You had those, you always get those. But never did you see that non-Muslims were treated as second-class citizens, they were persecuted, they were abused, if he was a just Muslim ruler. Rather, the Jewish community, the most ostracized community, the most hated community, sadly, throughout history, wherever they went, they were murdered and butchered. Wherever they went, they were driven out. Wherever they went, they were suspected of being witches and magicians and this and that. And any bad thing that would happen, they would say it's the Jews. Throughout history, it's been the case, especially in Europe. In Europe, the Jews have always been regarded as the source of all, cause of all forms of destruction and devastation and harm. Anything that happened, they'd blame anything on them. The Black Plague and the Great Fire of London and the rest of it is the Jews. So they've been driven out till the last 100-150 years ago, or after Hitler did whatever he did. They have always been in a very difficult position. But guess where they were always welcome? In the Muslim lands. They were never treated in a hostile manner, in an aggressive manner, with animosity, with enmity in the Muslim lands. They always found peace and shelter in the Muslim empires, and this is something that Jewish historians themselves have stated. So Islam is a beautiful way of life. And Islam teaches coexistence, cooperation, living with the other, fulfilling the rights of oneself and fulfilling the rights of your neighbors, fulfilling the rights of fellow Muslims. So we should never give in to this ideology, oh, maybe Islam is here to harm. Unfortunately, weak Muslims, they themselves. I was listening to this Muslim lady. Sadly, she herself, because of lack of education, you know, this right-wing narrative, not only is it affecting those who are non-Muslim, of course it's affecting them, but it's affecting Muslims, those who are weak of iman, saying maybe Islam is that bad. They themselves are asking themselves this question, and it's ridiculous. If you study history, if you study the hadith, if you study the sunnah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, لا يدخل الجنة من لا يأمن جاره بوائقه. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. That person will not enter Jannah. That person will not enter Jannah whose neighbor, Muslim or non-Muslim, is not saved from his harm. Someone who harms their neighbor will not enter Jannah. Which other deen says it in this particular way? Okay. Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. A believer is one who others are always safe from their tongue and from their arms. Meaning physically, verbally, they do not hurt anyone, they do not harm anyone. These are the qualities of a believer. Al-mu'minu alladhi yukhalitu an-nasa wa yasbiru ala adhahum khayrun min alladhi la yukhalitu an-nasa wa la yasbiru ala adhahum. Aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A believer who mixes with people, associates with people, and is patient upon hardships that people cause him is much better in the sight of Allah Ta'ala than one who does not interact with people and never has the need to be patient upon hardships caused to them. Our whole deen is based on hilm, tolerance, patience, kindness, goodness to the other, regardless of whether they are Muslim or not. Islam is the deen in which there was no racism from the start. Sayyidina Bilal al-Habashi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abyssinian man, one of the greatest of the Sahaba. Everybody in Medina, the Arabs who were generations upon generations, their whole ancestry was Arab, they used to hold Bilal, radiallahu anhu, in such high esteem because he was a Sahabi of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first Muazzin of Islam. When Bilal would give Adhan, after Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, passed away, Sayyidina Bilal, radiallahu anhu, left Medina Munawwara. In the time of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu's khilafah and rulership, he came back to Medina. And Sayyidina Uthman said, oh Bilal, please give the adhan. Remind us of the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because in time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only your voice would be heard giving the adhan in Medina. There were other muadhinun in Mecca, Sayyidina Abu Mahzura and Sayyidina, there were other sahaba who would give. So in Medina you had Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum, two sahaba, they would give alternate between giving the adhan. Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum radiyallahu anhu was a blind sahabi, old sahabi, he passed away, he was buried in the battle of Uhud, he passed away. And Sayyidina Bilal was the muadhin of, he was called the muadhin of Rasulullah, the muadhin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say time of Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Bilal started giving the adhan. As soon as he gave the adhan, everyone in Medina came out of their houses. Men, women, people with tears flowing down their eyes. People started to say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come back to life. Hearing the voice of Bilal reminded them of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's presence amongst them. Bilal radiallahu anhu. So many other sahaba who came from so many other parts of the world, non-Arabs. And the Arabs are the most ghayyur. They are the most zealous. And they have the most kind of national, you know, this national identity type of thing. I'm from Pakistan, I'm from here, I'm from there. You know, now, mashallah, yesterday I was driving and there was a van, it said garbage waste disposal. And it probably had about 10 United Kingdom flags on top of it. I said, Bichara, you're going to put your United Kingdom flags, why put it on your van that says garbage waste disposal? It doesn't, you know. I understand, you're trying to show we're reclaiming all this. The Arabs were the most ghayur. They had the most pride in ourselves. My blood, my heritage, my ancestry. But because of Islam, it didn't matter who you were. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, the most noble in the sight of Allah, doesn't matter which ethnicity, which culture, which background you're from, is the one who has most fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Alhamdulillah, we should be proud and we should be so happy that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with Islam, and we should never have an inferiority complex that we look down on what we have. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understand.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
Last Friday, the collection that was raised, £1,031. Allah Ta'ala accept everyone's donations. And this Saturday, I think we have a lifesavers course. What time? After Zuhar. After Zuhar, we have a lifesavers course. It only happens annually. I think it's hosted by the British Medical Council or something like this. So it's a lifesavers course where all the practical life-saving skills everybody needs are demonstrated by our doctors, Dr. Amir Sab, and others, his team. They will be demonstrating. There will be female doctors and there will be male doctors. So the male doctors will be demonstrating for the males, for the brothers, you know, CPR and essential life-saving skills. I think it's very important. Har saal sirf ek dafa hota hai. Salana ye ek program hota hai hamare Dr. Sab ki. तो इसमें जो जान बचाने की जो ज़रूरी ज़रूरी स्किल्स है कि अगर किसी वक्त किसी को कोई हादसा पेश आए और मैं उस वक्त साथ देख रहा हूँ तो उस वक्त मैं किस तरह क्या करूँ उस वक्त जी तो जान बचाने के लिए ज़रूरी स्किल्स एक घंटे में या डेढ़ घंटे में हमारे डॉक्टर साहब उनकी टीम दिखाएंगे इस हफ्ते को मतलब कल जहर नमाज के बाद ऊपर तो मर्दों के लिए अलग इंतज़ाम उन्होंने किए हैं और औरतों के लिए अलग इंतज़ाम तो हर एक साथी इसमें तशरीफ़ रखे क्योंकि बहुत ज़रूरी चीज़ है अगर हमारे पास वक्त हो तो ज़रूर इसमें हर साल बस कुछ ही लोग होते हैं 5-10 लोग 15 लोग 20 लोग हम चाहते हैं कि सब इसमें शिरकत करें ताकि इस तरह कोई हादसा पेश आए हमारे किसी रिश्तेदार को तो एटलीस्ट हमें मालूम हो कि हम इस वक्त क्या करें ठीक है ना इंशाल्लाह अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह वी स्टार्टेड आवर वीकली तफसीर सेशंस इन इंग्लिश वी हैव Urdu tafsir sessions which take place on Friday and Saturday. Our respected Mar Abdul Karim Shah Sahib, he delivers them in Urdu on Friday and Saturday. So I thought for those who don't understand Urdu, at least we can have an English tafsir session. So it's the Quran, lessons of Quran, very important, especially in this day and age where people are taking all the information from TikTok, social media. It's very important we benefit from the Quran. These are the two greatest solutions to all the problems that we have. The first solution is that we unite. All this disunity, or he goes to this masjid and he doesn't go to this masjid and this. We need to get rid of all these differences. Because those who are not Muslim, they will call us all Muslim. They don't care whether you're from this background or that background. They'll say all the Muslims, You're a Muslim. They don't care about which sect or denomination. So we need to get rid of these differences between us. It causes more problems than good. And secondly, we need to connect with the book of Allah, the Quran. Not only do we need to read it and make tilawah of it, we need to study it properly. We need to understand the message of it. So we have confidence in our own deen, and we can argue this case in front of non-Muslims, and we can portray the message of the Quran in our dealings with non-Muslims. At work, at school, outside. The message of the Quran can be seen on us. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhum would walk past, when Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha was asked about the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, describe for me Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq. What did she say? Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. His character was the Qur'an. If you've read the Qur'an, you can see a practical description of the Qur'an in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we don't know what the Qur'an is. We don't know what the Qur'an says. How are we going to apply the message of the Qur'an? So I've started it, inshallah, make dua Allah ta'ala makes it beneficial, successful, and everyone should try and attend. And hopefully we'll do it with PowerPoint slides so we can see the main points. And alhamdulillah, we started from Suratul Kahf, very important surah, which has so many messages and deep themes. So inshallah, we should all attend on the Wednesday after Maghrib Salah and benefit. Sisters can attend upstairs. There are sisters upstairs. We have PowerPoint slides for them as well. And we have a class of sisters, our Alima students, already attending that. So inshallah, it's open to everyone. Well, once a week, inshallah, we take some time out so we can connect and build our relationship with the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي امتن على عباده بنبيه المرسل صلى الله عليه وسلم وكتابه المنزل حتى اتسع على أهل الأفكار طريق الاعتبار بما فيه من القصص والأخبار واتضح به سلوك المنهج القويم والصراط المستقيم بما فصل فيه من الأحكام وفرق بين الحلال والحرام ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي نزل الفرقان عليه ليكون للعالمين نذيرًا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين تذكروا بالقرآن وذكروا به الناس تذكيرًا أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام يقال لصاحب القرآن اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلك عند آخر آية تقرأها وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الذي ليس في جوفه شيء من القرآن كالبيت الخرب وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من قرأ القرآن فاستظهره فأحل حلاله وحرم حرامه أدخله الله الجنة
وشفعه في عشرة من أهل بيته كلهم قد وجبت له النار. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم، وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم، إنه لقرآن كريم في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فأيها الإخوة الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي أولًا بتقوى الله والمواظبة على ذكر الله، ألا خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي سيدنا محمدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم، ألا وإن خير الأمور عوازمها، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. من أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل، وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب، وأفرضهم زيد بن ثابت. ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا، وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كنت مولاه فعلي مولاه، وقال: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين، اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا، اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Please straighten the rows. Safi Durus Farmanijia. Please ensure gaps are filled. Rows are straightened. Please ensure mobile phones on silent every time we come in the masjid, inshallah. Our trousers should be above our ankles. We should be standing shoulder to shoulder, inshallah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Please straighten the rows of the Sirmani. Istawu ya tadiru sawu sufufakum. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى، الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر، إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلامك السلام جواب تاج اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على محمد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة وهب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا. ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأصدقائنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وغنى بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم يسرك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى وجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من هم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهل البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب لها. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الحور بعد الكور ودعوة المظلوم. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الجوع فإنه بئس الضجيع ونعوذ بك من الخيانة فإنها بئسة البطانة. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ومن عذاب النار ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المستضعفين من المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المسلمين في غزة. اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في جميع أنحاء العالم يا رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. صلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.